It's been a bad week for President Obama. Bad jobs numbers to begin the week. Republicans won big in that recall election in Wisconsin. The European economy teetering and Bill Clinton off message. But at a surprise news conference this morning, President Obama hit the ball to Congress, saying private industry is doing well. Lawmakers and Republicans in particular need to pass his jobs bill to get state and local government employees back to work.
If Republicans want to be helpful, if they really want to move forward and put people back to work, what they should be thinking about is how do we help state and local governments and how do we help the construction industry? Because the recipes that they're promoting are basically the kinds of policies that would add weakness to the economy, would result in further layoffs, would not provide relief in the housing market.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of ABC's political webcast, Top Line. Rick, president seemed to have a mantra here, get local and state workers back to work.
That's right. This fits very much into the proposals he's put forward. He's urging Congress to act. And really the broader theme was, it's not my fault. Look across across Pennsylvania Avenue at the folks in Congress if you want to know why the economy isn't moving. I think we saw shades of the reelection campaign in this. Clearly he's going to be running against congressional leadership and against Washington in action. And I think we also saw a White House that's very concerned right now over the fact that the economy isn't moving nearly as fast as they had hoped.
Well, and he's talking about spending money. He says, you know, there's nothing fiscally responsible about waiting for a roof to cave in. We have to fix our roads, fix our bridges, and that will get people back to work.
That's right. More stimulus really is the crux of that when it comes to infrastructure. And it's a tough sell these days in the era of the Tea Party and fiscal discipline. And obviously in the wake of the Wisconsin recall, even, there seems to be more of an emphasis on budget cutting than on stimulus and on economic recovery. I think we're going to see the president try to make this case more aggressively because it is a real area of distinction between him and congressional Republicans and, of course, him and Mitt Romney.
Well, and you said he's making the case, it's not my fault, which may be true. And yet that doesn't seem like a very strong line. It's not a strong claim. And he once again referred to headwinds, this time coming out of Europe from their economic crisis, harming the U.S. recovery, maybe giving the Republican National Committee another soundbite for their new ad campaign that came out today. It is called Headwinds. Here's a clip.
We're now seeing some headwinds.
Headwinds. Some tough headwinds.
One of the headwinds that the economy is experiencing.
Now, Rick, it goes to that idea of, you know, it's not me, it's the headwinds, which, again, are true. And yet.
Well, the one thing to use a metaphor and overuse a metaphor, but he's been doing it for years now. Those clips go back to 2009, 2010. And yes, of course, there are headwinds. But of course, the more that President Obama is in office, the more that you expect him to either change the direction of the wind or adjust the course of the sail, to use the analogy. So I think that right now Republicans know that the thing that Obama wants to do more than anything else is to cast blame back on Bush economic policies, on Europe, on Congress, anything they can do. Everything Republicans want to do is now to make him own that economy that he's now has been his for 3.5 years.
Well, the president was also asked about those leaks to the media over national security issues, drones and Iran, information coming out about the president pushing cyber warfare against Iran. Republicans have said this info was leaked to make him look strong on national security. There are calls for investigations. But here's his response today to questions as to, you know, is this being done for political purposes?
We're dealing with issues that can touch on the safety and security of the American people, our families, or our military personnel, or our allies. And so we don't play with that.
We don't play with that. Rick, overall today, how do you think the president came across?
He, as you said, he's had a terrible first 7 or 8 days of June. I think he needed to change the storyline. I think he looked defensive at times. I think he also looked, though, decisive at times. And I think this was one of those areas. He is being hit by so many different fronts. I think this was an attempt. The White House needs to slow things down a little bit, play professor-in-chief, maybe more than campaigner-in-chief or even commander-in-chief, and just try to explain to people, this is where we stand and this is the challenges that I face, and kind of evoke a little bit of sympathy from a voter.
Well, and in fact, this kind of pushback also is what his base has wanted to hear from him for a couple years now.
Get angry, they say, and I think there were flashes of that today at Congress, at Europe, and of course at those who are saying that that he's leaking things for political gain.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of their political webcast Top Line. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.